Yasoda Nandana Prachana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Panachari Yamuna Tira Panachari Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Krishna Padai, Krishna Prasthai Bhutale, Shrimati Ramakaraswami, Tanami Namam, Krishna Padai, Krishna Prasthai Bhutale, Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Tanami Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharini, Nivishesha Sunyavadi, Paschacha Deshatani, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasadi Gauravati Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhancha Kalpas Rubyas Chakripa Sindhubhya Vacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavyo Namo Namaha. So we continue with our new chapter, Canto 7, Chapter 15, and the text today is text 5 through 7. So text 5 does not have a purport, and text 6 has a purport. So on the board, 6, good. Okay. So we can chant responsively text number 6, and then I'll go back and read 5. Devashi pitir bhute bhya atmane svapanaya cha Ananam Sambhivajan Pasyet Sarvam Tad Parashat Makam. Devashi Pitir Bhutebhya. Atmane Svapanayacha. Anam Samvibhajam Pasyet. Sarvam Tat Purushat Makam. Devashi Pitir Bhutebhya. Atmana Svapanayacha. Anam Samvibhajan Pasyet. Sarvam Tat Purushat Makam. Please chant. Devashi Pitri Bhutebhya. Atmane Svapanayacha. Anam Samvibhajan Pasyet. Sarvam Tat Purushatmakam. Devashi Pitir Bhutebhya. Atmane Svapanayacha. Manam Vijayam Pasyet. Sarvam Tat Purushatmakam. Devashi Pitir Bhutebhya. Atmane Svapanayacha. Anam Svambijayam. Sarvam Tat Purushatmakam. Okay. So we'll do the word for word. Deva, unto the demigods, Rishi, saintly persons, Pitir, forefathers, Bhutebhya, the living entities in general, Atmane, relatives, Svajana, family members and friends, Cha, and Anam, foodstuff, prasad, Samvibhajan, offering, Pasyet, one should see, Sarvam, all, Tat, them, Purusha Atmalam, related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. One should offer prasad to the demigods, the saintly persons, one's forefathers, the people in general, one's family members, one's relatives, and one's friends, seeing them all as devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just read text 5. Translation, when one gets the opportunity of a suitable, auspicious time and place, one should with love offer food prepared with ghee to the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then offer the prasad to a suitable person, a Vaishnava or Brahmana. This will be the cause of everlasting prosperity. And then text 7. Because the writing's small, I'm going to attempt. Sorry, I didn't attempt with the previous one. I'll attempt this one, the Sanskrit. Nadya dadyat anusham shradhe. Vaschad
Chayatarma Tashtani. Muni Anna. Sorry, I need a light, and this is a little bit difficult without a proper light. Mani Amai Siat Para Prutir Yata Na Kushu Humsaya. So a person fully aware of religious principles should never offer anything like meat, eggs, or fish in the Shraddha ceremony. And even if one is a Kshatriya, he himself should not eat such things. When suitable food prepared with ghee is offered to saintly persons, the function is pleasing to the forefathers and the Supreme Lord, who are never pleased when animals are killed in the name of sacrifice. So, yes, there's on that one. No, there isn't. Oh, I didn't read six. Thank you. So the purport to text six, the only one that has the purport. So I'll just read the translation again. One should offer prasad to the demigods, the saintly persons, one's forefathers, the people in general, one's family members, one's relatives, and one's friends. Seeing them all as devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's the purport by Srila Prabhupada. As mentioned above, it is recommended that everyone distribute prasad, considering every living being a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Even in feeding the poor, one should distribute prasad. In Kali Yuga, there is a scarcity of food almost every year. And thus, philanthropists spend lavishly to feed the poor. For this, they invent the term Daridra Narayan Seva. This is prohibited. One should distribute sumptuous prasad, considering everyone a part of the Supreme Lord. But one should not juggle words to make a poor man Narayan. Everyone is related to the Supreme Lord. But one should not mistakenly think that because one is related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has become the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. Such a Mayavadi philosophy is extremely dangerous, especially for a devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore strictly forbidden us to associate with Mayavadi philosophers. Mayavadi Vasya Sanile Haya Sarvashnasha. If one associates with the Mayavadi philosophers, his devotional life is doomed. Okay, so now it's interesting, this particular verse. There's a connection with one spoken by Narada Muni earlier on in the 14th chapter, also in the 7th canto, the 17th verse, where he says the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the enjoyer of sacrificial offerings. Yet, although his lordship eats the oblations offered to the fire, my dear king, he is still more satisfied when one... when nice food made of grains and ghee is offered to him through the mouths of qualified brahmanas. So, just going back to that verse, because I think it's very much connected to this one. Srila Prabhupada comments that Lord Krishna is pleased when grains and ghee instead of being offered just to the sacrificial fire, they're actually prepared and put into the form of foodstuffs and then offered, and that as prasad then gets distributed first to the brahmanas and then to others. So in that particular purport, because I'm referencing that verse because of the mention that the prasad first goes to the brahmanas, Srila Prabhupada makes this interesting comment. He says, this system pleases Krishna more than anything else. So I'm going to just bear this in mind in going through this particular little section that we're looking at today. In this section, right here, the verse that we're concentrating on today, Narada is listing all the persons to whom prasad should be offered. So earlier on it was brahmanas first and then others, and these are the others. Just in connection to this particular statement of Narada's of listing the persons to whom prasad should be offered after the brahmanas, Srila Prabhupada says that actually everybody should be distributing prasad. And everybody should be doing that because there should be the understanding that every single person is a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. So one is actually distributing the kindness in the form of prasad that's coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead to all those that are connected to him. So this is the kind of atmosphere that's being created by such an action. So now, this distribution of prasad is so pleasing to Lord Krishna that, and this is mentioned in the previous verse, it's seen as the cause of everlasting prosperity. So that was in the previous verse, the fifth one. So just to look at what is this prasad, Narada gives a description for the preparation of prasad. He says, when one gets the opportunity of a suitable atmosphere, or an auspicious time, of a suitable auspicious time and place, one should with love offer food prepared with ghee to the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So ghee is a very important component. So now the reason the distribution of prasad leads to this everlasting prosperity is very clearly stated when one sees Krishna's statement in Bhagavad Gita in the third chapter, the 13th verse. This is what Krishna said, so I'll read the Sanskrit and then the translation. Yagna shishtanya santo muchante sarva kibishai bhujante te tvagam papa ye pachanti atma karanat. So the devotee of the Lord, the devotees of the Lord are released from all kinds of sin because they eat food which is offered first for sacrifice. So others who prepare food for personal sense enjoyment verily eat only sin. So it's a very profound comparison that's been made, taking into account the preparation, the offering, and not doing so. So the offering of food prepared with ghee to the deity is thus a sacrifice. And it's a sacrifice in itself in the same way that devotees are performing other sacrifices, such as shravanam, kirtanam, archanam. So all of these different modes of devotional service is equivalent to performing that sacrifice of preparing foodstuffs for offering to the deity. So prosperity lies in the fact that the performance of such a sacrifice or any of the others, like the Shravanam, hearing, chanting, deity worship, it keeps the practitioner of the sacrifice distant from all kinds of sinful association. It's a protection, it's a barrier from any kind of sinful association in this material world. So that's the everlasting prosperity. One is untouched, completely protected from any kind of sinful association in the material world. So now it's interesting because this act of serving prasad and of serving the Vaishnavas and guests, it allows one to develop respect for Lord Krishna and his associates and his paraphernalia and the Vaishnavas, just the act of serving the prasad. So you may ask, how does that work? So this is because there's a connection between developing a kind of service-oriented outlook and the nourishment that one gets from performing deity worship. So, sounds a little complex, but when one's performing deity worship, one's faith starts to increase that indeed Krishna is my protector. Oh, he's also my maintainer. I'm dependent on him. So just thinking like that, it facilitates being able to develop a serving attitude. It's so much easier to extend oneself when one is conscious, oh, I'm being protected, I'm being maintained by Krishna. So I'm referencing this idea also from the Pancharatrika Pradipa, which describes deity worship. And we see that Narada, he's also making this connection between the offering of preparations made with ghee to the deity and the offering of prasad. So the two get interconnected, and Narada is making that connection as well. At least I'm understanding that. This offering of prasad to the demigods, the saintly persons, the forefathers, people in general, family members, friends. So it's all there, that connection of making the preparation with ghee, offering it to the deity, and then the distribution. So, and it hinges on the deity worship and the fact that it starts to increase one's faith, and at the same time it facilitates that serving mood, so one is able to happily, easily try and distribute prasad to this entire list of persons. So there's another thing that happens, why it's possible to distribute prasad, and it's again connected to deity worship. When one is performing deity worship, it starts to free the mind from selfish needs. And this inspires one to want to serve the Vaishnavas. So deity worship is a very important component here, just for the simple act of being able to serve prasad. And that inspiration to serve the Vaishnavas is not merely an inspiration, but there's a desire to do it with a proper mood and with proper attention. It's a very careful thing, actually. So now this proper mood and attention that goes into serving prasad, it's a matter of great concern in Vaishnava culture. And so I thought to look at it a little bit. In the Pancharatrika Pradipa, our standard deity worship books, there's a statement that Krishna and the spiritual master are very pleased not only when the food is properly prepared, meaning it's properly cooked, and offered, but also when the resulting prasad is served generously, graciously, and is honored respectfully. So we're going to look at how one actually pleases the spiritual master and Krishna. What does it mean, this gracious serving of prasad? So there are various things that need to be adhered to for this serving of prasad to be termed gracious. So firstly, if one's in the position of serving prasad, it needs to be done, these are the words used in the Pancharatrika Pradipa, quick, quiet, efficient. So it's not that one is talking, sort of serving, having a chat to somebody on the side, nothing like that. It's quick, quiet, and efficient, because one's concentrated. I mean, it's part of a sacrifice, and one is wishing to please Krishna and the spiritual master. So this is how it's done. So, you know, like we often have persons lined up, and the persons coming sometimes on big festivals may actually individually serve the Vaishnavas. So in that case, it's supposed to be done very quickly, quietly, and efficiently. So moving down the line, moving, just keep moving. So now, there's also a proper order for serving. So this is part of the gracious way to serve prasad. So this is the proper order. Rice and chapatis, they served right from the beginning. So they're there because that is the kind of staple that the meal sort of grounds the meal. So this is the next order. Bitter foods such as spinach and shukta, so that's bitter melon, they served first. Then comes the dal. Dal is served next with the savories. So that might be the pakora, which is your savory, or there might be some fried potato. That comes next. Then come the vegetable preparations that whatever other vegetable preparations are there. And one usually begins with the lightest one first and progresses to the richer one. So that usually means you go from the very wet vegetable preparation to the dry one. then the server repeats the process, does the wet vegetable preparation again. Following on, so there's a whole attention given to the vegetable preparations, and then after that comes those items that are sort of refreshing for the palates, such as the raita and the chutney. So that's the gracious order in which to serve prasadam. And then finally, sweets are served. So the rice and chapatis, the server has to be conscious that they need to be replenished, so as it's needed. And particularly, one has to note
that the rice and chapatis need to be there until the vegetable preparations are finished. So this is part of serving graciously. So now, another thing needs to be adhered to, you know, in the scriptures, there's always those injunctions, you know, what you should or shouldn't do. The things that shouldn't be done when serving is the serving utensil should never touch the plate of the person that one's serving or the hands of the person who's honoring the prasad. If that happens, one has to actually stop serving, take the utensil and wash it, and wash one's hand, and then one can continue. And and naturally, the serving container, as one says, one's moving down the row, it should never touch the feet of anybody that's just taken. Now, looking on the other side, the honoring, the respectful honoring of prasad, so that it's pleasing to the spiritual master and to Krishna. So immediately one thinks from the Shri Guru Astika, the prayer to the spiritual master. So that prayer is, the spiritual master is always offering four kinds of delicious food, analyzed as that which is licked, chewed, drunk, and sucked. When the spiritual master sees that the devotees are satisfied by eating Bhagavad Prasad, he is satisfied. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. So, Narada Muni, he's stating that the food that is offered to the deity then becomes the prasad that is offered to the Vaishnava or a Brahmana. This is Narada Muni's statement in the verse. And if we take into account this prayer to the spiritual master, when deity worship is being performed and the foodstuff prepared in ghee that's offered to the deity, that foodstuff at that time is first offered to the associates of Lord Krishna. So already right then, even before it moves any further, is offered to the associates of Lord Krishna and the spiritual master. So that takes place even prior to the prasad coming out and being put into transfer containers. So, and that's when the guests get it. So everything happens prior, the preparations after being offered to the deity are then offered to the associates, and then the spiritual master. So there's a background thing even before coming to the point of serving the Vaishnavas. Now, the proper honoring of prasad is sort of interesting. It's necessary to have washed one's hands, one's mouth, and one's feet before one takes prasad. That's the respectful honoring of prasad. And even when deity worship is performed, even to the deities one and to the spiritual master, one is first offering water for cleansing the mouth, cleansing the hands, cleansing the feet. So the same thing is done at the point prior to honoring the prasad. One does the same thing. One washes hands, feet, mouth. And interestingly enough, and I didn't know this point until I looked in the Pancharatrika Pradipa, that for male persons that are honoring prasad, it specifically says the head needs to be uncovered. And also the sika needs to be bound up. And I thought that was interesting. I hadn't thought of that before. So it's also part of the respectful honoring of prasad. So... And for everybody, the feet need to be bare when one's offering prasad. So you know, often one may see persons sitting at a table and offering prasad, I mean honoring prasad, and sometimes the persons, I've seen it in, I recall particularly in the Brooklyn Temple, you'd see persons wearing their shoes. So that isn't the way to honor prasad. One needs to have the feet bare to honor, the respectful way to honor prasad. So it's pleasing to the deities and the spiritual master. It's all part of the sacrifice, even the honoring of the prasad. So there's a nice statement made by Srila Prabhupada. This is how he puts the distribution to the Vaishnavas that Narada Muni's talking about, or a Vaishnava. One should distribute sumptuous prasad, considering everyone a part of the Supreme Lord, but one should not juggle words and make a poor man Narayan. So in the particular purport, we read that the impersonalists, the fact that they're seeing the performance of some service that involves food distribution to poor persons, because it's a service that's been done, they are actually then confusing the act of service with the recipients of the service actually being Narayan. So some confusion because of the impersonal way of looking at things. But in ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada points out how it's done, the serving of poor persons. By prasadam distribution, you will do service to the Lord and the public. The public will be pleased upon you as well. Gradually, increase the number of guests and don't deny anyone. Continue in this way. Whatever is there, distribute equally. It may not be very sumptuous, but no one should be denied an equal portion. So, no discrimination with the distribution of prasad. Just the fact that everybody should have an equivalent amount. And generally, if you, this is described in the Pancharatrika Pradipa, if one is taking prasad in a group, it should be that everybody receives the same items. So if somebody's on a special diet and they're getting something that others are not getting, they should actually eat separately. It's just part of honoring prasad in the proper way. So this particular statement of Srila Prabhupada's, that everybody's getting an equal portion and that nobody's denied prasad, was from a letter in 72 to Giriraj Swami. So now, this particular principle that, or behind this, is a principle that Srila Prabhupada is pointing to. And that is that the chanting of the Maha Mantra, as he puts it, at every moment as much as possible, inside and outside of the temple. So this is one principle. And the second one, in as much as possible, the distribution of prasad. So that's what ISKCON rests on. And this process, it can be accelerated. And this is Srila Prabhupada. With the help of state administrators and those who are producing the country's wealth. So this is the very broad vision for what distribution should be. So Narada Muni gave that list and Srila Prabhupada expands it. you know, one should even get the help of state administrators and those that are producing the country's wealth, which usually means the mercantile community. And getting that help um,
to allow for this liberal distribution of prasad. That's what Srila Prabhupada's desire is. The result is that the whole world can become peaceful and prosperous. So that everlasting prosperity mentioned by Narada Muni, Srila Prabhupada is actually expanding it and saying that the entire world can actually become prosperous and peaceful if all the state administrators are involved to assist in this broad prasad distribution. So Srila Prabhupada really expands Narada Muni's list. So that means that this everlasting prosperity can be facilitated, and this I came across in looking at it a little bit more closely of how Srila Prabhupada saw this help as coming. He explained it that the usage of taxes that are drawn from citizens in general, they should be used for the performance of great sacrifice, such as the distribution of prasad. So that's that everlasting prosperity, using taxes to perform this wonderful sacrifice of distributing prasad. So you can see how wonderfully Srila Prabhupada has really expanded Narada Muni's very lovely listing of all the persons to whom prasad should be distributed, and Srila Prabhupada actually looking how it can actually go even broadly to the whole world. So so this everlasting prosperity in lieu of this broad act of sacrifice that Srila Prabhupada is describing is that done by the householders chanting the Maha Mantra and distributing prasad to people in general. So that was part or the important instruction coming from Narada Muni in this chapter, the instruction for civilized human beings. So those are some thoughts on these couple of verses that we had this morning. And if anybody would like to make a contribution, I'd be very grateful.
I understood that if we, the 2 days of the month we fast on Ekadasi, that creates more of a surplus of, you know, grains. So that's one of the reasons why Ekadasi is followed. That's my understanding. And then also that it's Ekadasi, it purifies the body. Not that the topic was on Ekadasi, but Ekadasi came to mind. You know, and prasadam for the masses, philosophy for the classes, right? You've heard that before? You heard that before?
I hadn't heard that statement.
Oh, yeah.
Please repeat it, Jitendra Prabhu.
Prasadam for the masses, philosophy for the classes.
Classless?
Classes.
Classes.
Yeah, because most people can't really appreciate the philosophy. I mean, you know, right off, but they can appreciate prasadam. So
oh, classless, meaning.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know, thank you.
Ah, that's very charming.
And that was a very informative, nice class, thanks. I think it's very encouraging for the devotees who are doing Krishna launch. That is such an important activity, and it creates so much abundance, and for the temple, just you know the type of activity, you know that type of activity that is performed. And sort of reminds me also of our Guru Maharaj, that he once he shared with us something that Srila Prabhupada told them, that New York will be conquered by prasadam distribution and kirtan. That was Prabhupada's specific. New York will be conquered by prasadam distribution and kirtan. And the context of that instruction was Prabhupada Maharaj was the main organizer of a big kirtan prasadam distribution festival, that it was so successful that they couldn't keep up with the prasadam distribution, and so many books and nice kirtan. They did it in Central Park. And then when Prabhupada got the information of what happened, then he was very pleased, and he says that. So that's why His Holiness Rupa Swami, later on, he focused so much on always making some prasadam distribution arrangement. It was throughout his time in New York, he was very much focused on prasadam distribution and Harinam. So that's just a comment on that.
I mean, that's really following the instruction of Srila Prabhupada of what the principle is on which ISKCON is resting, which is the broad scale distribution of prasad in the chanting of the Maha Mantra. And in terms of the comment of how it's encouraging to the Krishna lunch, just taking into account that persons are the recipients of prasad on a daily basis, or those that participate in that program, they're also automatically getting the benefit of that shielding from other sinful activities by virtue of the fact that they've taken prasad. So one can see how it's that much closer to creating a more peaceful society, just actually going out into the university campuses and distributing prasad. So indeed, it's such a tremendous service. Anything else? Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.